This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got to get involved in the conversation. And I always say to you, simply... And some of you got mad at me last time I said this, but I don't... Look at simply being a Facebook warrior fixes nothing. Hey, you really got to be involved in the conversation. You really have to be, you know, involved in the fight, if you would. If that means that you have to find a candidate you want to get behind, a cause you want to get behind, and you get out there and make changes and fight for... I know, I hit the ground running, didn't I? That's okay. And fight for those people that you want to see in office. And once they get in there, do not let them get away with things that they said they, you know... weren't going to do, and they do it, or vice versa. Now, my attitude is keep pounding away at them. Keep the pressure on, just like the press is doing with President Trump. You know what? We're going to let that go. I was just talking to somebody tonight. I was on the Xander Gibbs show, and it was one of the things we were talking about, was how much pressure that the press puts on him, and is it going to let up anytime soon? No. You nuts, it's part of the game plan. They think they're going to wear him down. They keep pounding away at him. And the funny thing about all of this, or to show you how off he actually is, I mean, the press doesn't realize they're dealing with somebody much more stubborn than they are. I'm a little irritated because he's giving in so easy on a few things. Not all things, obviously, but a few things. Crazy stuff in the news tonight. You know, I could go right for what, is going on in Russia, is going on with our, Sean Spicer already apologizing for his Hitler comment. You know, the funny thing about that is that if you have two brain cells rubbed together, you know what he was talking about. He apologized for that faster than most of the Democrat senators, Congress people, or what have you, when they make a gaffe, and sometimes they don't even do it. Remember Hillary, when she called us deplorables? How fast did she run to the microphone to fix everything? Yeah, not very. Hey, you notice I got stand all over the place. You want to take a stand. You actually want to take a stand. Not only should you do the action, but you know, don't let those yo-hos get away with it. They're sitting there with their resist shirts on. I think you need to have a shirt that says stand. We're gonna take a stand. And I've got several different versions. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and buy a shirt. For God's sakes, do something. Go to the store. You'll see all the stuff up there. Okay, this one ought to make you, if this doesn't make you throw up in your mouth, you don't have a heartbeat. It's really that simple. Cosmo Magazine calls Bill and Hillary Clinton good marriage role models. That's right. There's no length to how whacked some of these liberals are in media. And now they'll do anything they can to prop up Hillary Clinton. In some cases, even ignoring or rewriting history. Cosmopolitan magazine is now making a crazy claim that Bill and Hillary Clinton are a great example of how a marriage should be. Every marriage should be like so that you can go cheat. You know, the guy can go cheat on his wife. He can sexually assault and abuse women. Okay? He can forcibly rape women in some cases. All right? I mean, sorry. When you're having sex with somebody who doesn't want you to have sex with them, it's called rape. Where are the rape culture warriors now? Nowhere. Why? Because he's a Democrat. They like him. I mean, this is... So this is for you guys who... For you Dems, squishy Dems, that have a daughter. Why don't you, you know, sit down with her and show her everything Bill has done. And show her how Hillary stuck up for Bill. Show her how Hillary... belittled and berated the women that were abused by daddy. Okay, the same woman who said that every rape victim deserves to be heard. Right? And then look at her and say, honey, this is how your marriage should go. That's why these are junk magazines. Right? I mean, think about it. And Cosmo, you know, that's a pseudo Playboy magazine anyhow. I get it. You know, I mean, you want to try to defend the Clintons. Is this really the hill you should die on? Is this really the hill you should jump on and try to make happen? Now, in the article, the Clintons in their reality of a long marriage, the Woman's Magazine attempts to make a case that the Clintons' marriage is actually one that everyone should look up to. It goes on to say that, So Bill Clinton's lengthy stroll down memory lane reminded the Cosmo writer, Ada Calhoun, that the Clintons' 45-year marriage has outlasted the Gores, the first two Trump marriages, and the first two Gingrich marriages. Well, wow, there's a good example, right? So rather than a lower bar, why not throw in Elizabeth Taylor and Henry VIII? Now, the article attacks the divorcees, Trump, Giuliani, and Gingrich, all for being critical of Hillary standing by her cheating man. These men, Calhoun laments, think she should have the decency to leave your spouse. No, that's not really what they were saying. When it becomes physical abuse, this wasn't a one-time or a two-time sexual endeavor or encounter. This guy lived the lifestyle cheating on his wife. But apparently in the Dem world, that's just fine. I'm Sherman, senior host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, do get involved in the conversation. Okay, I mean, it ain't that hard. Get involved in the conversation, please, by heading up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the chat room there on the Real Side, as well as buy my book, Ramblings of we got all kinds of stuff for sale. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but you don't have to. You don't have to be afraid of. You just got to get involved in the conversation. And then the new shirts I have out, stand. Hashtag stand. You know what? They have, what is it? The other team has, the Soros team has these shirts called Resist. They're black shirts with lettering on it that says Resist. So what we're going to do, we're going to stand. We're going to stand against those morons that want to resist, okay? Because they don't even know what they're resisting. They don't even know what they're fighting against. They have no clue. It's just amazing. So, again, stop letting them win. We need to stop letting them win. We need to stop being afraid of fighting back and just take them on. Anyway, our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us as he does every week. to give us some insight as to what's going on in politics from his part of the world. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear and crush the liberals, and I got a lot to say tonight.
Well, all right, so a couple things. First off, just quick comment on my first hour, our first segment. I talked about Cosmo Magazine says that the Clintons are a great example of a good marriage. What do you think about that? I know you've got some experience in relationships, so I thought I'd throw that one your way.
Well, what I'll say to this is we're not talking about mine. Mine would take too long
yes.
to talk about.
Yeah, we only have an hour. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But but Bill has actually Bill has me beat. I mean, I have a little bit more panache and class than mine. You know, really. I mean, you're sleeping in two different parts of the White House, and you know. And the pants and slacks lady, we already know what's going on with that. Now, you know, that's one of the Wendy Williams friends, you know. But anyway, you know, the fake Lewis Rife, Julia Lewis Dreyfus. So. But no, I mean, to be serious about it, you know, I don't understand. See, they're still hanging on to the Clintons, and you know, she got beat like a rented mule, and they're still just trying to hold on. And, you know, the Clintons are gone just like the... You know, we got tired of the Republican Party and the conservatives got tired of the Bushes. So, you know, when you gonna let the Clintons go? You know, who you have next to put up or shut up or whatever? Not many of them, because most of them are in jail or get locked up for stealing or bribery and everything else. So.
Yeah, well, they're lining up her daughter. They're trying to line up her daughter to run for office.
Yeah, I saw that.
Her in there. But I really think this is amazing. Cosmo Magazine, and it's not so much that they're not letting go. The fact that they would even publish something that a lying, you know, cheating abuser of women and say that he's an example of a good husband? I mean, seriously, have we really gone down the toilet that much?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, when you don't have anything else to throw and you have to throw the kitchen sink, and everything else, you know, they have nothing else to give. I mean, we have a lot of vibrant on our side. On the conservative side, you got a lot of Tea Party, got a lot of grassroots people like myself or whatever, and there's even people that's further out than I am, even yourself or whatever. You know, guys like us, we don't want to deal with that old crazy stuff running for office or whatever like that. You know, people might want us to, but, you know, you're better off just being in the scenes. And then just put, this party has a lot of promise and it has a lot of people that's at the grassroots. It's just that you have to get rid of the hierarchy that, you know, to get anything done. But, you know, the Democratic Party doesn't have anyone because, you know, they're full of crap. Well, forgive me for saying that. They're full of just a bunch of lies in your window. And all they do is just play on the minority stupidity. Well, ignorance about understanding is just exactly what they're putting forth, you know, for you to try to get your dream, you know, try to get the American dream. And, you know, the American dream can be anything, you know, as long as it's going to be as far as like producing a next generation or even yourself to make yourself better. So, you know.
You think Trump is making any headway with the minority groups?
Yeah, I think he's making a lot of headway with them because, you know, he's bringing the jobs back, as he promised. And, you know, my thing is, like I said the last week on your show, you know, is to take and just do one thing at a time. Don't try to do everything in the first, you know, 100 days. He did a lot before the first 100 days he even begun. So we know we got the real deal. And, he's more bang for our buck right now. What we're getting, and people just need to, you know, just to sit back and let him continue to do what he's doing. But as far as the minorities, yes, I think as far as like the black voters that didn't vote for him, I think they're starting to understand what he's trying to do and what he's not trying to do. And he's trying not to have people just sitting around on their behinds and just saying, well, okay, well, let me ride the government and everything, like, you know, get off the welfare wagon.
All right, so I haven't talked to you in a while. I haven't talked to you since we bombed Syria. and people have all kinds of thought processes and went on there. So first I want to hear what you have to say about it, and then as we move on, I'll tell you where my mind's at.
Okay, well, I'll give my little rant, as I said on Facebook today, Corey Charismatic Duncan, or whatever, or my Twitter page, Corey Press Duncan. My rant is this, and I won't be long. You know, I served two tours in Iraq, and I'm here to tell you that, and one tour in Afghanistan. I'm going to tell you this, is that war is not a joke. It's for real. And what's been going on with Syria is that the United States is getting ready. It has to be very careful about what they're doing, because it's a lot of hardware that's in one little region, and you have these other countries that's just poking. They're poking the United States. And what I think that President Trump has to do, he has to take and be very careful about not getting into a thermonuclear war situation where Russia will be dragged in. Now, the United States is kind of damaged because of the last couple of years of what's been going on with Barack Obama allowing anybody to do anything to us, and we're just going to take the diplomatic way, which is not the diplomatic way. It's being a punk or whatever. And, you know, nobody's saying that Trump has to be a warmonger. But the thing of it is that we have to get our respect back. And that's what he did with this, with the 50 or how many tomahawks that he sent to them, you know, via the Navy. But my thing with this is that the fact that you have to be careful, and it's good that he gave them the heads up to let them know exactly what's going on or whatever like that. Now, the Russians in response or whatever, you know, like I said before, this is all, I mean, for me to really explain how it is, I would need a whole show to explain it.
But we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him right on because you know he's chomping at the bit to come on and finish what he was talking about. Corey Duncan joins us. We refer to him as our, lovingly refer to him, as our mad black man from Baltimore. He's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on out there. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, sir, to come on and serve my country and get and put out the truth.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, you guys, before we get into some of this other stuff, you got some activity going on there in Baltimore with the AG and the mayor. You just got a lot because of what happened with the six cops. I mean, that stuff went so fast. I'm almost starting to feel like it was all set up so that family could make $6 million and maybe push some money back onto the elected officials. What do you think?
Well, like I said before, and I'll say it again. I mean, you know, when it's almost like awarding somebody, you won a baseball game, but you didn't have to play. I mean, how do you take and convict six officers? Hey, we weren't there, so we don't know, but, you know, they got acquitted. So my thing is, how do you grant a family that kind of money and not have a conviction?
Well,
and then, so my thing is that you're putting the cart before the horse. So this is what we do. Since you gave them their money, then you know the officers are going to get there. So that's what it seemed like to me, like it was kind of a setup to try to, I guess, in the wake of trying to keep peace and order, we go ahead and get the family money, and it, you know, looks like they got justice, but in actuality, they just got a bunch of middle class people's money or whatever, people that actually work hard for that money, and you gave it to them. So guess what? She needs to be disbarred, and the city of Baltimore is going to wind up paying those officers.
Well, that's kind of what the judge say. You know, you can't get a conviction. You're bringing this stuff in front of us. You have no actual evidence. Everything you have, you know, there's really nothing there. And he just went on and on and off on them. And I thought that was great. And now, look, she's going to pay for it. One way or the other, she's going to pay for it, right?
Absolutely. And she should pay for it. I mean, that's what happens when you put, you know, gross negligence of an attorney general. Well, you know, state's attorney, I'm sorry, that she went over our boundaries to do something or whatever. And, you know, it's basically she made a political play, and now she's going to pay for it.
Now, like I said, that inner city stuff that goes on, the black community gets screwed more so than the white or any other community when it comes to these kind of things, and they still keep voting those people in. And I'm not trying to be mean, but you know what? You kind of deserve it after a while. I don't care what color your skin is, but when you're in an area that keeps voting for people that keep you down, that keep pushing you back down, you get what you... I mean, we can't really help you at that point, can we?
Well, they don't want any help. They just want to keep going. You know, whatever's trendy or whatever, that's what we roll with. And, you know, until you start getting some sort of education and get some intelligence about really what's going on, and then, you know, not to be scared. And then one is to learn, to get informed. And the other thing is to go out and do something about it and not be scared to, you know, worry about, you know, your friends disowning you or this or that, because they disown you because of what you believe in. And it's the truth, and you speak the truth, then there really wasn't any friends to begin with. So,
yeah, that's very true. Okay, let's get back to, I don't know how I got over there, but let's get back to Syria.
Yeah,
and I know where you were going with it, but here's the deal. Whether I want to deal with this from what Trump did. Do you feel that what Trump did in bombing Syria was right? Do you feel like him taking action? You know, we haven't taken any action for 8 years. Our enemies aren't afraid of us, or weren't afraid of us anymore. Our allies didn't trust us. Do you think this did a reset on that to any degree?
I think it did a reset to a degree. My thing of it is, as I was talking to you off the break, was he has to be very careful not to be drawn into something where so that it would basically kill everybody, because it doesn't take but 15 minutes to end the world between the two countries, Russia and the United States. So the thing of it is that you have to be very careful and tactical about what you're doing. Now, what he did as far as hitting them with the tomahawks or whatever, that's fine. I have no problem with that. I think they said they hit 58 targets out of 60, so that's pretty good or whatever. But my thing of it is that I think I might have taken a little bit more time to actually get the information and maybe the intel or whether this was a true chemical or was it one of these ones where they dress up and they do, you know, the false flag or whatever, which we've had in several incidences to draw us into a world war or whatever, you know, i.e. they got the chemical weapons and, you know, they hit them in Syria. So if that's the case, then the United States must know that these weapons are still in Syria and, you know, Assad can use them. But the thing of it is that, you know, if he did use them, then, yeah, that's what we do first. But instead of all of this diplomacy with the U.N., but what he did was the right thing. I think he did the right thing because we had to get our respect back.
But think of the bigger world that this took care of. You know, first of all, it proved that Obama lied to us. It proved that Susan Rice lied to us, right? We already knew this, but it proved that the Russians lied to us. You know, and they never did anything to go back and confirm it, which is what I kept saying about the Iranian deal, was that the biggest reason I didn't trust them is they would never go back and check. They would never put pressure. They don't put pressure on anybody. And I think as much as it's making some people nervous and unsettling some people, you now have a president and administration that will take action. And we haven't seen action like this since Reagan was in office, right?
Right, but then on this question, the only two things to it is then you're called a warmonger, and then the second thing of it is you have to be careful, very careful, because we're not talking about a situation that will have conveniency, that have conventional weapons. We're talking about, you know, how long will it be before somebody uses a tactical nuke? And that's not good, especially when you got a whole battalion of Marines or whoever else that's out there and they airburst it or one of them. See, you have to watch things like that. And, you know, because we're not talking about a country like we know Iraq didn't have, they might have had chemical, but we knew they didn't have nuclear. When you're nuclear, you got a problem. That's why you have to be very careful about this and be very tactical about the strikes that you make with that kind of hardware, because, I mean, it's not long before you start, you know, somebody does a tactical nuke and then, you know, then somebody else, you know, it's just a matter of time. But the time, I like what he did, but you just have to be very, very, very careful about this, because this is, with them being all in Syria together, how long will it be before, you know, you drop a bomb on one of their, on something, and it's one of their troops, or somebody gets killed from Russia, and then the Russians ain't, you know, not going to take too highly to that, even with the United States.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I'm not a military expert, and I don't think we approach issues from a standpoint of fear. I think that makes us weak. But I do think we have to be measured. We have to make sure we know what we're doing. We're going in there. We have an end result, because a lot of times we go into these things and we don't have an end result or an end game. I got in that conversation with somebody today about how long do we stay? What are we looking for? Do we leave another vacuum? And I said, no, those are all things that somebody needs to sit down and come up with a plan. But we can't keep letting them walk all over us, right?
Exactly. You need a plan like that, but you also need to be, like I said before, tactical about the strikes and the things that you do or whatever. We got so many resources that you really don't have to go nuclear. But it's, you know, when you got all this hardware in one place, you know, these people get antsy or whatever, and it doesn't take much for one side to look and see what the other side is doing, and then, you know, that's why I say, you know, I agree totally with you, but I most definitely say that you need to understand and have an end game of what you're going to do, and not have this vacuum of refugees running all around the country, I mean, from country to country. And then, you know, we're stuck in this thing again where, like places like Kosovo and these other countries where we still got troops there, we got to leave them there or whatever. I can understand about South Korea, North Korea, yeah, we need to leave them there or whatever. North Korea would have been trying to walk in or whatever, but, you know, you just have to be careful not to get caught up in that nation building again.
Well, like I said, I'm not interested in going in there and deciding who should be running the country. That's not so much my goal. But when you have somebody like, you know, let's say that even Assad didn't do this particular bombing. There are so many ones that he has done in the past. So many things that he is guilty for. And nobody's ever spanked him. We always keep looking the other way. Anyway, we got to go to a break.
Right.
We'll be back in a minute. And then we'll talk about your little buddy there in North Korea. You know, he's a little spoiled brat over there. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute with Corey Duncan. Don't go far.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hey, diabetics, yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-RILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book. See, I'm pointing to it if you're watching. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get that up on my website. You can get it from Amazon. There's a dozen ways you can get it. Also, you see the shirt I got on? Look, see? All right. Stand for America. I am so tired of seeing these anti-Trump rallies, and we got nobody on the other side, okay? And I know they're just, some of them are just a bunch of nut jobs and that kind of stuff, and we don't have to fight every corner. I agree with you. However, I would say to you, don't let these people go unchecked. So I have a couple of different styles of shirts. You can find them on my website, therealside.com. We go to the store there, and you'll see, you know, we have the regular stuff, coffee mugs, water bottles, all that fun stuff. Got my book up there as well. And the shirts, and there's a couple of different versions of the shirts. Grab the one you think you want. I'm telling you, you will raise eyebrows, and you will have questions asked. And people have asked me, where can I get that shirt? So you could, and it's a way you can help tell them about the real side. Anyhow, Corey Duncan. I get all wound up, you know. Corey Duncan, mad black man from Baltimore. Always have a good time with him when he's on the show. Corey, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me and your input on things. And by the way, you should clarify that I do not pay you, because people go, they think I pay you and a few other people to be on the show because I can't get any black people or gay people or black women on the show, apparently, you know, being the nasty white man that I am, you know what I'm saying?
Well, once again, thank you for having me come on the show, Peter, and Nate, and, you know, get my commentary. Second of all, the statements that I make are not paid for, you know, they're not Joe's statements. They're my statements, my commentary, and the research and what I've lived. So, you know, most of these people, if you have a problem, you come to me, Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook or Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter. And you can, hey, look, come, drop me an email. That's debate. Don't debate with someone that has nothing to do with my comments. You know, that's real, you know, in my world, they call that a coward.
Yeah. But, yeah, you have got to stand up for what you... Oh, there's that stand word again. You've got to stand up for what you believe in. You have to stand up, and you have to push back. So, anyhow,
absolutely.
Always... Yeah, and I love guys like you. You know, again, I people say, well, you know, you found a black guy that agrees with you. No, actually, he found me, number one. And then number two is... People, you know, it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what ethnicity you are. It doesn't matter what part of the country you live in. We all want, or the majority of us want, we want freedom, we want liberty, we want the right to choose, whether it's our health care, the schools we go to, the education our kids get. This is just craziness, and it doesn't matter what color you are. Corey and I, other than he's probably bigger and stronger than I am, but we're pretty much the same. We're on the same page with a lot of this stuff, right?
Absolutely, we're on the same page because we understand what's going on, and you know, it's from an intelligent perspective, and not from a perspective where we're listening to, you know, some guy with his pants rammed up in his rear end and stuff, you know, and he's reading off a script. And so, you know, I didn't call out anybody in particular, but, you know, we got a couple of guys that's like that on these talk shows. And, you know, my old friends down there, Fox 5 down there in D.C., they're the biggest liberals in the world. Or whatever, you know. Like I said before, to be a journalist, you can't be conservative. You have to be a liberal. So please don't become a journalist. And go out and buy the shirt, because I'm going to buy 15 of them because I got 15 people to give them to. So.
Oh, and you got to send me a picture. The whole family in the shirts would be great.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, guess what? I'm going to have to put up a different background because I don't want them to know anywhere in Texas where they are.
Oh, God. Anyhow, let's talk about a good friend of yours, the guy that we all love to hate.
Little
Kim Jong, little guy who's now having bomb bunkers built, you know, 60 feet deep because he's worried now. But, you know, he is a sick man. He, you know, having family massacred for all intents and purposes, you know, he sees this as his own little, you know, Stratego board game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you know, what I'll say to that is every now and again, he's like a gnat and they fly around, you know. You know, he makes these threats or whatever about hitting the mainland. I don't even think he has the weaponry to even do it. Now, I think the United States takes him. I mean, because guys like this, you can't really close your eyes and say, well, he doesn't, because you really don't know. And then, you know, China turned their back on him because they told him, that, you know, they went and brought coal from someone else besides them. So, you know, my thing of it is that these guys, I mean, I was still saying, you know, the strike force that they sent is just like, you know, hey, look, you keep on talking that playing wolf or whatever, we gonna check, you know, we gonna pull your card and really see if you got what you claim you got or whatever, if you keep on. So, you know, it's a cat and mouse thing with that. I wouldn't really take it too serious, but even still, I mean, even if he doesn't hit the mainland of the United States, and if he hits Seoul or whatever with anything he has in this, and it's, you know, hey, look, like I said before, it wouldn't take much, but I think he's crazy, but I don't, you know, it's the same thing as being crazy and not being stupid. I don't think he's that stupid. I think he's crazy, but I don't think he's that stupid.
Yeah, I think he's crazy. I'm with you. I think he's not playing with a full deck.
Yeah,
and I think that's what makes him more dangerous.
I don't think he's stupid enough to try them and hope that he can draw other countries in and they annihilate their behinds off the face of the earth or whatever. But I don't think he's that stupid to do anything like that.
No, you know what? But they knew, because we had years and years and years. They knew with his dad what his dad would do, because he had a habit of doing it. You know, you talk about the saber rattling, and then that was it. But you know what? Some people what they think is hilarious, what they don't understand is who gave North Korea the ability,
right,
the resources,
right,
to get nukes. Anybody? Come on, raise your hand if you know. That's it. You.
I can raise hands. Yeah.
Who was it?
And everything else.
Who was it? It was Billy
the
Bob Clinton.
Clinton.
That's right.
The
Billy.
Clinton.
Billy Bob
as
Clinton.
As usual.
In the middle of what was having sex with Walter Mondale's daughter in the copy room.
Oh my!
Shortly thereafter,
with garbage can.
He does. That's a true story. I had the Secret Service agent on that said they were bringing food in for Billy Bob and the person that he was there with, and they opened the door to bring the food, and then they went looking for him, and they opened the copy room door, and there he was with her on the copy machine or up against the copy table, whatever it was, and the guy came out, the Navy officer came out, the Secret Service agent said, "What do I do?" And he goes, "What are you going to do? You do nothing. Put the food on the table and walk out of the room."
Right.
And
right.
And that kind of stuff, he said, went on all the time.
Right. I mean, it's common knowledge that went on. And I'm just like, okay, so how do you sit up and say that this man is like, really, you know, he's a sex predator. And that's exactly what he is. I mean.
And Cosmo said he's a great example of a husband.
It is like that.
God, sick. This stuff is just so sick. Anyway.
Yes, it is.
So I don't know. You've got the president talking now about building up the military again. I know it's going to cost us a lot of money. I've talked to a couple of military people about this, and because I know that some of the experts have told me in the past that we don't need to spend the money we're spending, because we've got a lot of bases overseas. We've got a lot of bases that we don't need to have. There's too, you know what I mean? There's where we could be anywhere in a relatively short period of time. We don't need all these bases. Mm-hmm. So we could save $40-50 billion and just cutting back on some of these bases all over the Middle East and Europe. What do you think about that? Because I know you're involved
Well, first of all, I would say the right direction would be is to keep the technology, because these countries like Russia and China and them, they're developing new weapons every day that you don't even really need. I mean, it's going to come a time when you're still going to need boots on the ground, but I mean, that's not an issue, because we're pretty good with that. But I mean, as far as the technology or whatever like that, we have enough offensive weapons. I think that we need to really be on the defensive, so we can, you know, if anything, we can knock something down or be able to, you know, I mean, be interceptors or can't stop or really can't really stop an intercontinental ballistic missile. I mean, especially when you find 400 or 500 of them or whatever. But the thing with this, I would like to see them do more of that and then get some of these. Aircraft carriers, these 8-9 aircraft carriers that's down in Norfolk, Virginia, that's just dry docked. Get them out in the water and get some planes on them and get them around the world. Because them things, I'm trying to tell you, them aircraft carriers make a big difference, and it makes people think a lot because with them, and it has been, you know, it's been common knowledge for a long time.
Okay.
They now don't just have conventional, they also have nuclear.
You got 10 seconds. Tell people where you're at. Quick.
Corey Freshman Duncan on Facebook and Corey Fresh Duncan. Buy the shirt. I'm
going to
buy 15.
I'm with Corey. Hey, listen, here's how it goes. If you're on Facebook, you got to restart at the top of the hour, about 5 minutes past, to get the show back up running. Don't miss the next hour, because I've got a lot of crazy stuff coming up. Please don't miss the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. Don't go far. We will be back shortly.